各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。
And the grace of the Lord be with you always.
我们来翻开圣经箴言的25:11。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 25, verse 11.
箴言25:11。
Proverbs chapter 25, verse 11.
箴言25:11。
Proverbs 25:11.
一句话说的何宜？就如金苹果在银网子里。
Like apples will go in settings of silver, is a word spoken in right circumstances.
今天我们要开信徒大会。
Today we will be holding a general congregation meeting.
我们是以圣灵一起在教会里面共同决定事情。
With the Holy Spirit, we decide on the matters of church.
所以在信徒大会之前，很多弟兄姐妹都做了很多的祷告。
That's why before the meeting, many brothers and sisters made many prayers.
盼望神的旨意在天上如同可以行在地上一样。
We hope that God's will may be done on earth as it's in heaven.
那我们在信徒大会有很多的说话。
During the meeting, many people will talk.
我们弟兄姐妹都要来思想这句话，就是怎么样说合宜的话。
But we should ponder this verse and think how to speak in right circumstances.
因为说的何宜，就如同金苹果在银网子里面。
Because a word spoken in right circumstances is like apples will go in settings of silver.
金苹果是非常美丽的。
Gold apples are very beautiful.
银网子是非常高贵的。
Silver settings are very noble.
如果一句话说的很好，很合宜，它可以说的很美丽。很有价值，很高贵。
An appropriate word spoken is just it's very beautiful, very noble and valuable.
我们中国人说一言兴邦，一言上邦，一句话可以造就整个教会，一句话也可以败坏许多人的信心。
A word can either make or break a person's faith.
所以所罗门王的儿子罗伯安因为一句狂言。他丧失了80%的几乎就是10个支派就丧失了10个支派。
Therefore, Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, because of one arrogant statement that he made, he lost 10 of the 12 tribes of Israel.
所以今天我们在神面前说话，我们都要说造就人的合宜的好话。
Therefore, today when we speak before the Lord, we should speak appropriate words in right circumstances.
什么叫做合宜的话呢？
What's a word spoken in right circumstances?
我们要怎么样讲才能够像金苹果在银网子里面呢？
How should we talk so that our words may be like gold apples in silver settings?
我们就提出三点，从圣经上提三点。
From the Bible, I'd like to raise 3 points.
一句合宜的话应该是。很精炼的很好像神的话句句都是炼净的没有多余的那些不必要的话。
An appropriate word should be pure and there shouldn't be any other stuff added to it.
我们来看箴言的10:19。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 10 verse 19.
我们用比较粗俗的话就是合宜的话就是没有废话。
Simply put, appropriate word is words that
就是话讲到这个重点不啰嗦也不多说。
That's to the point without any addition.
我们来看箴言10:19。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 10 verse 9.
10:19。
Chapter 10 verse 9.
多言多语难免有过，禁止嘴唇的是有智慧。10:19。
Well, chapter 10 verse 19.When there are many words, transgression is unavoidable, but he who restrains his lips is wise.
我们话多了难免会收落了嘴，说错了话。
When we speak many words, it's unavoidable that we will misspoken or say something that's inappropriate.
所以你多言多语真的是很难免就是会讲错话。
So that's why when there are many words, it's very possible that we'll misspoke.
所以禁止嘴唇就是你想过了仔细精炼的讲，那真的是有智慧的。
But the person who restrains his lips are those who think before he speaks.
我们来看传道书五章第三节。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 3.
传道书五章第三节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 3.
五章第三节。
Chapter 5 verse 3.
事物多就令人做梦，言语多就显出愚昧。我们话多了呢，又讲不到重点了。人家也会觉得说，哎呀，这个人不是很聪明。
When we talk too much without touching upon the main point, people will think that we are stupid.
所以圣经上又说呢，愚昧的人不说话，这就是也算他为是一个智慧的人。
That's why the Bible says that a fool who remains silent is considered as a wise man.
所以中国人也说，祸从口出，也说言多必失。
That's why the Chinese said that troubles will come from mouth.
所以我们看主耶稣在世上呢，他的言语呢，就是灵，就是生命。
That's why we see Lord Jesus when he was in this world, his words are spirit, they are life.
圣经上讲，他不惊政，不喧嚷，你在街上也听不到他的声音。
The Bible tells us that he's quiet, he does not attract attention to himself.
一个人话太多，我们常常会把他 ignore, 常常会把他过滤掉。
We often ignore a person who speaks too much.
就好像你有时候到乡下去住啊，你听到很多青蛙在叫。
Just like when we go to the countryside, you hear many frogs.
呱呱呱，然后呢，就是一直呱，然后一到晚上，你这个睡觉就把它忘记，呱什么都不听的，没有听它的啦。
And they make much noise during the night, and eventually you just ignore them, fall asleep.
那你看以前的公鸡啊，早上啼一下，你就醒过来了，不用太多了，啼一下就可以了，哎。
But look at the rooster when he crows once, just once, you'll wake up.
以前我们在宗教教育系啊，有位老师。
There was a teacher in RE.
这个老师呢，平常话很少。
This teacher doesn't speak many words.
但是他每次一开口呢，都讲出很多令人很感动、很造就人的好话。
But whenever he does speak, he will speak many gracious words that edifies many people.
所以小弟印象很清楚，只要他每次上台，学生就等着他要讲什么。
He left a very deep impression in my mind because whenever he's on the pulpit, students will pay attention to him, listen attentively.
所以话少的人呢，大家反而想要听听他心中到底是怎么想的。
People want to listen to those who speak a few words.
我们来看传道书五章的第二节。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 2.
传道书五章的第二节。
Chapter 5 verse 2.
五章第二节
Chapter 5 verse 2
你在神面前不可冒失开口也不可心急发言因为神在天上你在地下所以你的言语要寡少请读
Do not be hasty in the word or impulsive in thought to bring up a matter in the presence of God for God is in heaven and you are on earth therefore let your words be few
我们教会是永生神的家
Our church is the household of eternal
God. 我们开会是在神面前开会。
When we have a meeting, we're having it before God.
所以我们不要心急发言。
Therefore, let's not be hasty in words.
要想想这到底是不是神要我们说的话。
Think about whether the words that we're about to speak are the words that God wants
to speak. 我们一般在开会的时候呢，常常有叫一个人来按时就是控制时间。
Very often we designate as timekeeper during meeting.
每个人一次讲几分钟限制讲几次的话。
And everyone has a few minutes to speak, and he's limited to how many times he can express his opinions. 别
人已经说了，我们就不用再重复。
If someone has already expressed your thoughts, there's no need for you to express it.
我们说话简短扼要，讲到重点。
When we speak, we should get to the point.
这样子呢就能够让我们的会议非常顺利的进行。
And this way, our meeting can go on, go forth smoothly.
所以合一的话就是不多说讲到扼要，就像神的话，句句都是炼净的。
An appropriate word is one that's concise to the point, just like the word of God.
这样是很漂亮的，好像金苹果在银网子里面。
And it's beautiful, just like gold apples in settings of silver.
什么叫做合一的话呢
？What is an appropriate word?
除了它句句都是炼净的另外就是它是一个合时的话。
In addition to being concise, it's very appropriate.
合时就是那个时间讲的 恰恰好就是那个时间呢、啊，那个时间点是恰恰好的时间点。
It's spoken in the right circumstances at the right time.
我们看箴言十五章的二十三节。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 23.
箴言十五章二十三节。
Proverbs 15:23.
箴言十五章二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 23.
二十三节，口善应对，自觉喜乐。化合其实何等美好，请读。
A man has joy in apt answer. How delightful is a timely word.
哎，真的，如果你懂得回答别人的问题啊，你自己都会觉得，哎呀，感谢主，主耶稣啊，能够让我可以帮助人，是何等快乐的事情。
And it's true that when you are able to answer a person's question, you feel very joyful. You thank God for giving you wisdom to do that.
所以口善应对啊，自己都觉得很高兴的。
So if you're able to give an apt answer, you would be very joyful.
这里又说话合其实何等美好，你那个话讲的那个时间点刚刚好可以帮助人解决问题，哇，那个刚刚好可以让你的困难能够迎刃而解啊，那个时间点刚刚好，这个是何等的美好。
This verse also tells us how delightful is a timing word. It's true that when you speak a word in the right circumstances at the right time, it will be very good.
在约翰福音第八章啊，有人抓一个正在患淫乱的妇人到主耶稣面前。
John chapter 8 records a story of people they led an adulterous woman to Jesus.
啊，然后呢，他们为了刁难主耶稣啊，就把他抓到主耶稣面前，问他说要不要用石头打死他。
In order to give Jesus a hard time, they asked Jesus, "Should we stone this woman to death?"
啊，那时候大家应该情绪都很激动啊，因为你看这个人这个犯错。然后呢，你又是个老师，来，我们呢应该用石头来把他打死才对。
And that time, people must be very emotional. They must be very angry and wanting to stone this woman to death.
你想想看，在大家情绪非常激动下面，你讲话有人听吗
？Imagine, if you try to speak when people are very agitated, when they're very emotional, would they listen to you?
所以主耶稣那个时候不是讲话的时候啊，他就不讲话。
And Jesus knew that that's not the right moment to talk, so he remain silent.
所以他就蹲下来画字啊。
Instead, he stood down and he started to draw.
我想那个动作啊，让大家可以安静下来，让他们觉得这个主耶稣葫芦里是卖什么膏药呢？他在干什么？然后心就可以安静下来。
I believe Jesus' behavior was able to calm people's heart down because they were all wondering what's Jesus doing.
等到大家这个情绪稍微缓和之后。
When people started to calm down a little.
那就轻轻的丢了一句话，让他们去思考。
Lord Jesus gave them a statement for them to ponder.
你们当中谁没有罪的，可以丢第一颗石头。
He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her.
哇，这个时间刚刚好啊。
This is a very appropriate moment.
我们中文说像暮鼓晨钟哦，就好像一个大锤子啊，打中了人的心呢、啊。
Just like a hammer that hit a person's heart.
所以现在跟我们讲那个说话有时安静有时安静有时啊，说话也有时。
That's why the Bible tells us that there is a time to speak, there's a time to remain silent.
所以我们在情绪很激动的时候呢，也尽量要安静。
That's why when we are in a very agitated state, we should try to be quiet.
有时候我们情绪激动讲出来的话，有时候会急躁，然后就会失言。
Because when we are very emotional, it's very easy for us to speak in haste.
所以我们讲话的时候也不要有情绪性的人身攻击。
Let's not attack people with our words.
我们在讲信徒大，我小弟有时候很怕开信徒大会。
Sometimes I'm very afraid to have general congregation meeting.
因为有时候总会看到弟兄姐妹受伤害。
Because many times I see brothers and sisters get hurt.
那为什么弟兄姐妹会受伤害呢
？Why would they get hurt？
因为有些同龄们可能讲话稍微急躁了一点点。
Because some church members they are a little haste in speaking.
我们有时候讲话不要特别去讲对方这个讲错了。
When we speak, let's try not to point out the other person's mistake.
我们就要讲我们认为对的部分就好了。
Just talk about what you think is right.
因为我们不是神，我们不晓得神未来要怎么带领。
Because we're not God, we don't know how God will guide us.
如果我们不是全知的，我们怎么知道别人所说的一定是错的呢？
If we don't know everything, how do we know that what the other person is saying is wrong?
所以我们不要只要把神对我们的感动，把我们觉得是正面的讲出来，就不用去讲啊评论别人的啊想法是错误的。
That's why let's only express the words that God has moved us to.
除非你真的对这个神的旨意非常了解，这个他对方的想法真的是离圣经差圣经十万八千里。
Unless you truly understand God's will and what the other person is saying is straight from the word of God.
即使是这样子啊，情绪性的发表啊，常常带给别人、带给自己有很多的困扰。
Otherwise, if you speak out of your emotionally, then you might bring harmful effects.
所以求主给我们智慧，能够讲出合时的话，就是啊，不是在很啊这个不合时间激动的时候所说的。
That's why let's ask Jesus to give us wisdom so that we can speak words in time.
这个合时的话呢，有时候可以避免啊啊不必要的错误。
A timing word can avoid making mistake.
我们来看撒母耳记上二十五章的三十二节。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 32.
撒母耳记上二十五章的三十二节。
1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 32.
二十五章三十二节。
25:32.
大卫对亚比该说：“主以色列的神是应当称颂的。”二十五章三十二节。
25:32.
因为他今日使你来迎接我，三十三节。
33,
你和你的见识也应当称赞，因为你今日拦阻我亲手报仇，流人的血。三十四。我指着阻止我加害于你的主以色列永生的神起誓，你若不速速来迎接我，到明日早晨，还属拿巴兰丁。必定不留一个啊！这边呢、大卫对亚比该啊合十的话说出的这种谢谢啊，说出的感恩的话。
David thank Abigail for speaking in timely words.
啊，因为那个时候大卫的情绪啊非常的啊不稳定啊，他的情绪啊非常的亢奋。
Because at that time David was very unstable, was very agitated.
啊，因为啊他的仆人呢、就是他本身呢。几乎是被这个亚比该的先生拿巴他们侮辱他们可以说是做好事情没有好的一个回报。
Because David's servant, they were mocked by Nabal, Abigail's husband.
因为那个时候是哦，就像我们现在的感恩节啊，是剪羊毛的日子啊，是很多人都在感恩请客的日子。
During that period of time was like our Thanksgiving, many people were giving thanks.
那大卫跟他的仆人呢，昼夜啊做这个羊群的保障啊，就是帮助拿巴的羊群啊，默默的啊在帮忙做义工啊。
David and his servant, they protected Nabal's sheep without any reward.
那这个因为他们逃亡嘛，所以在感类似感恩节这样的时间呢，就是跟大卫讲说呢，就是可不可以给一点施舍啦，这个意思啦，哦。
Because David and his men were in exile, so during this time they went to Nabal and asked him for something.
所以他的仆人说，在这个好日子啊，求你随手起点赐给你的仆人跟。你儿子大卫啦，就是很谦卑的话哦，好日子嘛，你就随手起点给你的仆人大卫啊，这是在第八节哦。
So they spoke kindly to Nabal in humility. Please give us something in this.
想不到拿巴想说这个大卫是谁啊？耶西的儿子是谁啊？我这个食物是给我的仆人的，这个悖逆主人的，我不认识他。
But Nabal replied harshly. He said, "Who's David? Who are you? I don't know him."
这个实在是把大卫给激怒了。
So this words made David very angry.
但是你看那个亚比该哦，就讲出那种好像金苹果在银网子里面那种合时的一种话语啊。
But Abigail was able to speak timely words in right circumstances.
小弟啊，以前在跟神学生一起读书的时候呢，就。让他们去分析啊，亚比该所说的话，因为我觉得我们做圣工的人员呢，就应该常常懂得讲这样的好话。
When I was studying with TDP students, I asked them to analyze what Abigail has spoken because I believe that as holy workers, we should learn how to speak like.
首先把错误归到自己啊，今天呢，我真的是我的错哦，你这件事情我不知道啊，这个请你原谅我的罪啊。他先把自己蹲下来、把罪呢，把责任扛在自己身上。
for she took all the blame and admit that she was wrong.
然后呢，他又说，其实你没有错了哦，其实大卫也真的没有错，因为你没有错，所以你逃亡的时候，神都啊像保护武器一样的啊保护你，然后像人这个包裹宝器一样的就是让神啊能够保守你的性命在敌人面前呢、啊。
Next, she said to David that you're blameless because even when you are running for your life, God still protected you from your enemies.
但是呢，他又提醒大卫哦。如果现在呢，你如果不亲自报仇，流无辜人的血啊，到了主所应许你的话，赐福给你的日子呢，你那个时候你就不会良心不安。就是说，你现在如果意思这个讲得很美，意思就是说，如果你杀人，将来你会良心不安。可是他用正面的讲说，你知道吗？如果你哦，不亲自报仇的话，不流无辜人的血的话，将来你不会良心不安呐、啊。用一种正面的来讲一些反面的话。
And then she spoke positively to David, saying that if you refrain from shedding blood of the innocent, then when God bless you, you will have nothing to hide before him.
哇，这些话把那个大卫的怒气都消灭了。
All these words turned David's anger away.
所以圣经上讲那个柔和的话可以折断骨头啦。你看那个水虽然柔和，但是有人说水可以把钢都切掉的。
That's why the Bible tells us that a gentle word can break a bone.
所以今天呢、啊，我们有时候这一句合时间的话呢，让大卫啊没有做出一件以后真的会良心不安的事情。
And these timely words prevented David from doing what he will regret later.
我记得有一次啊，我们在开会的时候，一个工人讲一句话，真的很让我觉得这个时间实在是太好了，真的是太美的一句话，像新苹果在银网子里面一样。
During a meeting, a worker spoke some words that I believe that was spoken very timely and very appropriately.
那段时间呢，很多信徒都在看这个，因为刚出来了，也在演这个戏啦，叫做《Passionate of Christ》，就是大家在东东在看那个《耶稣受难记》的那一部电影。
Because during that time, everyone was watching Passion of Christ.
甚至有时候开会的时候啊，信徒会送这个，他以为传道都没有在看电影啊。所以就送这个 CD 给传道看了。
The members we even give a pastor DVD of this movie.
当然，他这个有很多描写是不错的。
And of course, many of the depictions in the movie were not bad.
但是那个传道人呢、啊，他讲出一句话，我觉得很合时间，在那段时间。
But what the minister said during that time was very appropriate.
他说电影哦，可以把那个肉体的苦哦描述得很清楚，但是地狱阴间里的苦。你怎么描述呢
？He said that a movie can describe a physical pain very well, but how can a movie describe the pain that a person suffers in Hades？
啊，其实耶稣最大的苦就是那种灵里面的苦啊。
But the greatest suffering that Jesus went through was one that he suffered.
那不是物质空间的，阴间的苦是最大的苦了。
It's not of this physical world, it's of a spiritual world.
我记得这个事实的这句话把人啊从这种物质的世界啊在称赞电影的多好把它引到一个灵里的啊一个世界里面来。
I feel that the word he's spoken has elevated us from physical world into spiritual realm.
我就觉得哇真的是合时的话。
So I feel,
好像金苹果在银网子里面一样。
I feel that he has spoken timely words, and they're just like gold apples in silver settings of silver.
金苹果在银网里是合宜的话，它不但是不多说，不但是合时间，它也是合道理的话。
Gold apples in silver settings are words spoken in right circumstances at the right time, and it's also according to the truth.
我们来看提多书二章的第一节。
Please turn to Titus chapter 2 verse 1.
提多书二章第一节。
Titus chapter 2 verse 1.
提多书二章一节
Titus 2:1
二章一节
Chapter 2 verse 1
但你所讲的总要合乎那二章一节
Chapter 2 verse 1
你所讲的总要合乎那纯正的道理请读
But for you speak things which are fitting for sound doctrine
就我们所说的每一句话呢要想想是不是神的旨意是不是圣经的话
Before we speak, we have to think whether or not what we're about to speak are according to sound doctrine.
我们来看箴言十章的二十节。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 10 verse 25.
箴言十章二十节。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 20.
十章二十节。
Chapter 10 verse 20.
义人的舌乃似高银，恶人的心所值无几。请读。
The tongue of the righteous is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is worth little.
因为义人他所讲的都是义人的话，都是对的话，就是合乎圣经的话，纯正的话语。
Because everything that a righteous person speaks is pure and according to.
所以它很有价值，好像高银啊，就是炼净过的很有价值的银子啊。
That's why they're very precious, just like choice silver.
但是呢，恶人的口呢，他这个讲话都大家也不太想听了，因为这是没有什么价值的。
No one wants to hear what wicked people have to say because they are worth little.
我们刚刚提到说，教会是永生神的家，圣灵的居所。
Just before we mentioned that the church of God is the house of the eternal God.
是真理的柱石跟根基。
It's the pillar and foundation of truth.
所以我们在教会所做的决定虽然是大家投票决定的，但是呢，如果违反圣经的真理自然它会没有功效的。
Therefore, the decision that we made, even though it's made by everyone's consensus, but if it's not according to the truth, then it's invalid.
所以我们所做的决定要以真理为筹划来做决定。
That's why when we make a decision, we have to use the truth as our guide.
所以有些公司的方法，公司的那种proposal, 公司在公司谈话的态度有时候不适合在教会里面用同样的态度开会的态度呢放到教会里面来。
The attitude that you use during your meeting in your work might not be appropriate to use when you're having meeting in church.
有时候公司常常是要抬高自己点破别人。
At work, you want to elevate yourself and push others behind you.
但是真的在教会里面，大家都谈神的心意。我觉得神的心意应该是什么不是。不是 要踩在别人的头上往上爬，我们都不是这样的人。
But in church, we talk about the will of God. We try to do what God wants to do.
所以有时候我们在开会的时候看到很多同工们他们真的，我小弟常常觉得他们好像似活物一样。
Many times I feel like some of the workers in our church are like four living creatures.
他们是内外充满眼睛这个就是真的很有眼见，很有属灵的眼光。
They're covered with eyes outside and inside, and they have spiritual eyesight.
所以常常在弟兄姐妹辩论没有结论的时候呢，有时候看到一些同工站起来讲一句合圣经的话，整个辩论就止息了。
Sometimes during a heated discussion among brothers and sisters, where there's no conclusion, a worker will stand up and say something that's according to the Bible, and make a conclusion.
因为他的话是合乎圣经、合乎道理的话。
Because his words are according to the Bible, according to
the truth. 大家就能够阿们，大家就能够心服口服。
That's why everyone can say amen and agree to it.
所以今天呢，金苹果在银网里的合一的话是合乎道理的话。
And therefore today, gold apples in settings of silver are words that are according to the sound doctrine.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们的信徒大会。
We ask Lord Jesus to help our general congregation.
因为我们还要有一些在圣灵的带领下面要显出神的工人。
Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we are to choose God's workers.
我们求主耶稣让我们在圣灵的带领下面大家都能够使这个地方成为一个好像金苹果在银网里的一个世界里面。
We ask Lord Jesus to guide us with His Spirit so that what we speak will be like gold apples.
因为时间的关系，我们就一起同心跪下祷告，来结束这场正道。
Because of time, let's all kneel down and conclude the service with a prayer.